This is Jenny McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Unleashed on Bedford 105.1. On Tuesday, October 13th, the BHS administration had planned a school-wide conversation with students about practicing racial sensitivity in their day-to-day lives. Just the night before, the activity was suddenly canceled, and Mr. Jazokas sent out an email on Wednesday, October 14th, with an explanation. Jazokas cited a negative response from the community as a reason for the administration's decision. Senior Reese Lossman expresses his feelings on the sudden cancellation.
By not having that discussion, they just show the message that this isn't something that we need to talk about. We don't need to look at this in our own community because it's not in our own community, and that the feelings of our white students are more important than the actual racism that students of color experience.
Senior Ava Adorno-Martinez explains why she feels that hosting this conversation in spite of the community's response is so important.
Like, the first time I heard to hop back over the border, I'm Puerto Rican, by the way, so that doesn't even make any sense. But the first time I heard that, I was a freshman. Dude, like, we do not have time to be, like, playing to the uncomfortableness that white people and white parents have right now about starting this conversation.
Lossman discusses the wording of Mr. Jazokas' email and how he felt it spread a harmful message for students of color.
Mr. Jazokas wrote, "There was also concern that the girls in the video didn't represent Bedford students and cast a negative light on BHS and the community." And that line was really alarming to me because this belief that racism isn't a problem that we have in BHS and it's some hypothetical problem that exists in the world and not something that students of color, like myself, are actually subjected to, like, within the school.
Senior Lily Huffman discusses how anti-racism requires a more holistic approach past just a school discussion.
Yes, we need to be criticizing the school and how they're handling these problems, but, like, it has to be more than that. Like, we need to be able to criticize ourselves, whether we are a person of color or we are white.
This is Jenny McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Unleashed on Bedford 105.1. Tune in for more next week.